film critic. It's all coming up straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is expected to announce tomorrow that he is signing an executive order to mandate that public schools in Maryland stay closed for the summer until after Labor Day from now on. But Christopher Lloyd, president of the Montgomery County Education Association, says that's a bad idea.
Well, it's good for tourism. I'd argue it's not so good for kids sitting in classrooms.
Because there's a practical reason for a pre-Labor Day start, he says.
The earlier you start school, the more time you have for instruction before mandated tests, like the state tests, the AP tests, various standardized tests that occur in May.
Tomorrow's news conference will take place in Ocean City, which is currently the only place in Maryland where schools do open after Labor Day. It's back to school in most local counties, but several school systems are still struggling to get all the kids immunized.
We still had, when we opened the school, several thousand children who had not had their immunizations, and so they were denied access to school.
Prince George's County Public Schools CEO Dr. Kevin Maxwell, while Mary Anderson with Montgomery County Health and Human Services adds,
parents are busy, they're not sure where shot records are.
Fairfax County is offering walk-in clinics for shots 2 hours before school starts 1 week from today. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Voters in Florida and Arizona are going to the polls today for their state's primaries, with a few well-known names facing challengers. In Arizona, the best-known incumbent is worried.
33 years younger, Republican Senate candidate in Arizona, Kelly Ward, has recently called John McCain too old for a sixth term.
It's a valid attack because term limits are in order.
Known as a maverick in the Senate, McCain is not maverick enough for Ward's backers, who tend to lean toward Donald Trump. Still, polls show McCain with a substantial primary lead. McCain had worried out loud that with Trump at the top of the ticket, his re-election was in doubt. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Anthony Weiner was caught sexting again, but this time the wife of the former congressman wasn't so forgiving.
After being publicly humiliated for a third time after the New York Post published photos along with an account of Anthony Weiner sexting with a female Donald Trump supporter, Huma Abedin had had enough. The longtime aide to Hillary Clinton announced in a statement that she and Weiner were separating. Donald Trump did not let this go by without commenting. He put out his own written statement saying that he knows Weiner well and Huma made the right decision. He said that Clinton was careless and showed bad judgment in allowing him to have such close proximity to classified information. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Is the Republican Party in Maryland coming back to life in some places that have been deep blue for decades? GOP officials say there are some encouraging signs.
Larry Hogan gave everyone hope, says the last Republican to represent Montgomery County in Congress, Connie Morello.
What he's showing is what I think the people want, a center plan. By that I mean one that's going to attract both Democrats and Republicans.
Maryland GOP Executive Director Joe Cluster says they're starting to make waves in some very blue places. Montgomery County's looking at term limits, which may open the door a bit, and
I've set up a victory office in Baltimore City, trying to win our first seat in Baltimore City Council since the 1930s, 40s.
Well, he says he's not sure if having Donald Trump at the top of the ticket will help or hurt their efforts. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
George Washington University has hired a former Islamic extremist to work at its Center on Homeland Security. Jesse Morton was formerly known as Yunus Abdullah Muhammad when he was a recruiter for Al-Qaeda. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,503, the Nasdaq at 5232. Sports' Tanner Roark allows just four singles over seven innings as the Nats beat the Phillies. The O's lose to the Blue Jays, and the Redskins' final preseason game against Tampa Bay has been moved up to tomorrow night because of potentially severe weather headed for Florida. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 in Aquia, slow again in Woodbridge, but it's 395 heavy most of the way. And only break I'm really seeing off the beltway is right in Shirlington. And then you're jammed across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Heading 295 southbound past East Capitol Street and down toward the 11th Street Bridge. The heavy stop and go. 50 inbound at New York Kenilworth Avenue. Long-standing crash finally cleared. 270 south out of Frederick through Urbana and Hyattstown, Clarksburg, and now most of the way down to the Beltway with just a lot of the heavy volume. West of 270, the accident with the overturned Great Seneca Highway at Key West Avenue. Take you into Virginia. Also with accident activity trying to get into Gainesville. Northbound 29 at Vent Hill Road for the crash. Still with the pressure, though, once you get up onto 66 through Manassas and Centerville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like the tropical system will continue to make the impact a little farther to our south. We will work in mostly sunny skies, hit 91 today. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Chantilly, 70 in Silver Spring, 76 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. At the bottom of this hour, Larry Kudlow is CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
You know, yesterday's one of those days where you get a little piece of news and you go, oh, that saddens me. And that was, I think, the general reaction when we learned that Gene Wilder, beloved actor, had moved from the scene. He was known for, of course, you know, Willy Wonka. He was also known for some great comedies like Young Frankenstein, one of my all-time favorites.
Frankenstein.
You're putting me on.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Yeah, I never could get that right. Joining us on the line right now is Christian Toto, film critic, HollywoodandToto.com. And we thought it'd be great to have you in today to reflect on the life and times of Gene Wilder, who left behind an amazing body of work.
You know, he did. I think if you look at just his performance in Willy Wonka, that's enough to kind of cement a legacy. That film is so good and it stood the test of time. And he's so multifaceted in the movie. It's not just a funny performance. It's a little bit dangerous at times. It's charismatic. Of course, there's the singing, there's the musical numbers, but it just packed so much of what made him essential. And of course, like you said, there's much, much more than that with Blazing Saddles and The Producers and Young Frankenstein. It makes you just want to go watch him all over again.
His style on screen, Christian, was so different than anything we had seen before. He wasn't a romantic, handsome leading man type, but he also wasn't just a quirky character actor. And it seemed like he always had this sort of hysteria simmering underneath a top that was about to explode. Was that something that made him different and memorable in people's minds?
You know, I think it did, and you've kind of framed it perfectly, but he was much more than that. If he was just kind of a one-trick pony, a lot of comedians have that sort of go-to. Remember Chris Farley and how he would sort of explode, and even Adam Sandler with his man-child routine. They all had their shtick. They're kind of what they're known for, and I think Gene Wilder had that, but it was much more nuanced than that. It wasn't just that moment. You know, you can think of a Young Frankenstein when he says, "Give him the sedative," and he goes crazy. That's just one part of what he was bringing to the table. He could be quiet. He could be sort of slyly romantic. He could be exasperating. And I think one of the things that I've read about in the last 24 hours, frankly, is that he was a good person. He was a good soul. I mean, the accolades have been coming in. And I think as moviegoers, we sense that. It wasn't just that he was funny, but that decency came through.
You got a sense that there was a really nice guy underneath all of that. Talk about his collaborations with Mel Brooks, which left us with some really memorable movies.
Yeah, you know, and we mentioned sort of the three main ones there, but what's interesting about them is that they're so very different. It's not just different genres, but the characters were different. I mean, you can't necessarily compare young Frankenstein and his role there to Blazing Saddles or The Producers. My goodness, I mean, what range? And, of course, he was working with Mel Brooks when Mel Brooks was at his absolute peak, creatively speaking, so what a great combination.
And it is interesting to think that, you know, all of these movies that are so memorable that we've been talking about, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Willy Wonka, those are all, and The Producers, all basically stretching from, what, 68 to 73. He did quite a bit after that, but is it hard on an actor's career when they're remembered for something from 40 years ago, and he never really could top that?
Yeah, you know, his collaborations with Richard Pryor were really kind of all over the map, creatively speaking, so that's hard. But, you know, and I was looking over his resume. He really hasn't, I mean, obviously he's been sick the last couple of years, but he really wasn't as active as he was earlier in his career. Maybe he just didn't find the projects that were worthy of him, frankly. He'd pop up now and then. I think he was in Will and Grace for a short spell. But yeah, maybe he just sensed that, hey, I'm not going to do it if it's not up to the standards. And after a while, he just realized, hey, I'd rather just kind of relax and have that legacy and maybe wait for the project that was sort of spoke to him, and it never really came.
Well, you talk about the Richard Pryor collaborations. It was Silver Streak and Stir Crazy were the first two big ones, and they were both huge. And then, you're right, when he came back and did See No Evil, Hear No Evil, and I had totally forgotten about this one. I just pulled it up. Another You. I mean, those were awful movies, Christian.
I think every comedian has a few films that he or she would like to kind of store away and never have unleashed. But, you know, listen, he's not unusual in that way. But, you know, one movie I want to mention real briefly, it's not a classic. It's not up to his great moments. But The Woman in Red was a very sweet, charming film. Charles Grodin had a very funny supporting part. So if you're missing Gene Wilder and you've seen all the ones a million times, maybe pick that one out too.
I was wondering, besides that one, you've mentioned that one, is there another performance that you think is lesser known but is a real winner, something that you'll find that Gene Wilder fans would really enjoy?
You know, Haunted Honeymoon is not a great film by any stretch, but it's kind of fun to watch it because he's working with Gilda Radner, who is his off-screen partner. They had a really sweet, wonderful romance. Of course, she died very young with cancer, and he's been committed to her cause and sort of helping her foundation. So, you know, it's not going to be up to him with the best of them, but there's always a moment or two in a Gene Wilder movie that makes it worth your while. And I just think, you know, given Hollywood and all that sort of the combustible marriages we've seen over the years, that's just a sweet off-screen love story, and it makes that movie particularly more poignant.
Well, while we're at it, we'd love to hear your memories here in your favorite Gene Wilder movie. Give us a call at 888-630-9625. When you learned that Gene Wilder passed away yesterday at the age of 83, what was the first movie that popped into your head?
Yeah.
What's the memory that sticks with you all these years? 888-630-WMAL. I have to say, Christian, I think it's Willy Wonka. That is a defining role, even though, please, Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles, I'll watch over and over again. But there's something about Willy Wonka, isn't there, Christian, that he because it was a family movie, because it was a children's film, everybody can see that movie, and everybody did.
Yeah, you know, what's so interesting about that particular film is when Tim Burton remade the property with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is no slouch. He's a great actor and a wonderful comic presence. He didn't get anywhere near what Gene Wilder gave to the screen.
He didn't even try.
Yeah,
he was creepy.
He couldn't try. He was just creepy. Now I think that's the interesting thing about Gene Wilder is that he seems dangerous on film. I think you may have used that term, Christian, and creepy and weird. And there's just something a little off-putting, yet at the same time, charming.
Yeah, it's charming and lovable. That's right.
The movie like Willy Wonka doesn't survive like it has without that towering central performance, and it's all Gene Wilder. You know, the sets are silly by modern standards, and some of the jokes are a bit hokey, but it's him. It's him at the center, kind of just holding it all together. It's a magical performance, and it didn't get an Oscar, obviously. I don't even know if it was nominated, but that's the kind of movie, looking back, you think, what were they thinking? That's just genius.
Can I just ask one other quick question on this? In terms of collaboration, when you think of an actor collaborating with a director and writer, in this case with Mel Brooks, but then with fellow actors like Richard Pryor, but also Marty Feldman and Madeline Kahn. It does take a unique talent to be able to collaborate with multiple individuals across different films. You know, like Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin, they collaborated great together, but then once they left each other, they couldn't find that chemistry elsewhere. Gene Wilder seemed to be able to find that chemistry with multiple different talents.
Actors always say it's all about being selfless, about kind of giving into the moment and letting your co-star shine. I think the fact that he was such a decent human being maybe let that happen where he knew he was talented, but he had confidence to kind of share the screen. And maybe that's why he clicked with all those different people, because he didn't have the ego in the way. He just was a nice guy who wanted to make the best performance and best movie, and that's why the collaborators all came to him.
That's a great point.
Well, Christian, we appreciate you joining us here this morning to look back on the life and the legacy of Gene Wilder, who passed away yesterday at the age of 83 from complications of Alzheimer's. It is now 8:15. We're going to take your calls on what you thought was the best Gene Wilder movie. What was the one that came to your mind instantly when you heard this yesterday? 888-630-9625. All right, now 8:15. It is time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. It's a long haul this morning. Just a lot of volume through Urbana, Hyattstown, and now pretty much linking up through Clarksburg and Gaithersburg toward the Beltway. 370 westbound, trying to get on to 270. Stop and go. Great Seneca Highway at Key West Avenue. Have a car that's overturned in that area. Do watch for police to get you around. One was overturned in on 50 as you approach New York Kenilworth Avenue. It's been cleared, but we still have extensive delays as a result. Top side of the Beltway, jam through College Park, Silver Spring, Wilson Bridge backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Let's take you into Virginia. Unfortunately, crews are still working with the crash in the Mount Vernon area. Southbound Route 1 between Buckman Road North and Buckman Road South. They have traffic again stopped as they do an investigation from an earlier crash, and they will detour you around. Northbound Route 1 lanes are open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. It's going to be sunny today. A high of 91. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. 72. Again, 91 tomorrow with a chance of thunderstorms on Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Thursday, 83. Friday, 82. Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is 8:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And I wrote the Transylvania Station verbatim the way it is in the movie. And I sent it to him, and he said, oh, good, and we can get Mel Brooks to direct it. I said, no, he won't direct something he didn't think of. The next day, phone rang. It was Mel. He said, what are you getting me into?
Gene Wilder reflecting on his time in Young Frankenstein. And let's just play this one bit out of Young Frankenstein, his interaction with Igor there, Marty Feldman, which this is the famous Abby Normal scene.
My favorite scene in the movie.
It really is. And just listen to his performance. It transcends. You don't have to see him. You can hear it in his voice. This, again, that simmering hysteria that he's always trying to contain, that's just hilarious.
Now, that brain that you gave me, was it Hans Delbrooks? No. Good. Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla? Is that what you're telling me?
Let's get things going with Rick in Gaithersburg. Hey, Rick, you're first up on WMAL.
Hi, good morning. They're all great movies. I saw them all the way back to Silver Streak, but the one that for some reason came to mind was The Frisco Kid with Harrison Ford.
You know, an underappreciated film, Rick, but you're right, that was a good one.
It was awesome, and he just had a character as a Jewish rabbi from the old country that I just never forget.
Yeah,
so, that's great.
That's good.
That's a good one. Thank you for that. By the way, and his love interest in this one, here's just to bring it all together at home, Penny Pizer, actress, her husband, Doug McIntyre, is our counterpart on our sister station in L.A. He does the morning show there. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's that 6 degrees of separation there.
All right, Doug of Manassas, you're next up on WMAL. Richard, we're thinking back on Gene Wilder's career.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the four movies with Richard Pryor, and I just have to say Silver Streak, I've watched it probably 40 times.
Yep.
I laugh at the same place every time,
yeah.
Every time he gets thrown off the train. And the timing, he was just, you know, and obviously that's the director controlling it, but his delivery and timing on everything was just funny. I mean, and he didn't even consider himself a funny man.
But see, you say it's the director controlling it, and oftentimes that is the case. But the fact that he was able to have that great timing with multiple co-stars and multiple directors over multiple genres, too, not just the comedy films, but also the musical films and even the serious films. He had some very great timing in those, too. It's him. I mean, he really did bring that to the table, Doug.
Absolutely. And, you know, he had a very small bit part in Bonnie and Clyde. He was one of the folks that they stole his car.
That was the first movie appearance.
How interesting.
He only had, like, two lines. But again, it was one of those, you know, hey, that's my car. They stole my car.
Thanks, Doug. And you know, it's funny, those early days, like back in the mid-60s, I understand, I recall this from reading one of Charles Grodin's biographies, or memoirs, that Gene Wilder, Charles Grodin, and Dustin Hoffman were all sort of kicking around the East Village as, you know, on again, off again, out of work actors, all hanging out together. Can you, I mean, there's a movie waiting to be made
there,
those three guys.
Yeah.
Richard in Arlington, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Richard.
Hi. Being a totally blind person, the one thing I can relate to is the movie See No Evil, Hear No Evil. And also the fact that I'm married to a legally deaf wife, and I guess we always refer to ourselves as that.
That's hilarious. You guys are living that movie out.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's incredible, Richard.
And the driving scene is unreal, too.
Yeah, when Richard Pryor is the blind guy driving and Gene Wilder, the deaf man, is trying to direct him. Beautiful stuff.
Yes.
Richard, thank you for that. And we're always honored to have our blind listeners. We know how important radio is to the unsighted.
Yeah.
All right, more of your calls on Gene Wilder's legacy. It's 822.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Let's talk about Zero Res, the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They always leave them looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. Those heavy traffic patterns that you've got in your home, the wine spills, the coffee spills, all that's going to be totally gone after a Zero Res clean. And by the way, if you suffer from allergies, Zero Res is going to get rid of all that stuff in your carpets, making your eyes water. This is going to make a huge difference in your life, and your carpets are going to look amazing. Your friends and neighbors are going to think you got new carpets, and if I were you, I would let them think that. Why not? Right? You're a high roller. Listen, Zero Res always guarantees their work. You're going to be totally satisfied. Why don't you do what I did? Call Zero Res today. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimum supply. Call them now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain, very intense, can make your eyes water. It makes you walk funny because you're trying to get pressure off your heel. I was so frustrated. I didn't know what to do. And I was driving past the Good Feet store. I mean, why not? Give it a try.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people like Teresa actually live the life they love without their feet getting in the way. See what we can do for you at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 in Park.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Mount Vernon area, long-standing crash. Still watch for police to detour you around southbound Route 1, Richmond Highway, right as you come past the first Buckman Road. Northbound Richmond Highway, Route 1, open. 395 off the Beltway, most of the way stop and go to the 14th Street Bridge. We're back into action, back at school. We have a lot more commuters out, too. 66 heavy through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Starting to see a little bit of improvement. 29 northbound as you try to get out of New Baltimore, heading toward Gainesville. The crash northbound 29 at Vint Hill Road. Still watch for some cleanup there. In Maryland, west of 270, the crash, Great Seneca Highway at Key West Avenue. A lot going on there. We had a car that overturned. Traffic update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking at mostly sunny skies on the way. A few early clouds. That'll be about it. We'll hit 91. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is 8:26 on WMAL.
The swearing and the loud, the bombing. And after a while, I said, well, they were dirty. And once in a while, a good film, but not very many. If something comes along that's really good, and I think I would be good for it, I'd be happy to do it. But not too many.
Not too many. Gene Wilder explaining why he stopped doing movies.
Did you know that he wasn't the first choice at Blazing Saddles?
I didn't.
I'm reading that Gig Young was apparently initially chosen for the role, and he washed out. He was apparently recovering from alcoholism at the time, and they called for Gene Wilder to come in after the first day of shooting. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Michelle in Virginia. You're on WMAL, Michelle.
Morning.
Hi.
Thank you. I'm driving with my daughter, my 10-year-old, to her orthodontist appointment. We just heard about Gene Wilder, but it is amazing how it is true. Over the years as a family, they love watching Willy Wonka. I kind of personally felt it was a little creepy in the movie, but they really enjoyed it.
There's something about that creepiness that's very appealing. That's what made him so unique, Michelle. Thank you for that. And it really, Willy Wonka has sort of become up there like with Wizard of Oz as one of those movies.
Really is, yeah.
Even though it is of a very specific era, it transcends in kids everywhere. By the way, one other, and this is not for your daughter, Michelle, but there's a movie called The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes' Smarter Brother, which is actually very, very funny, and it brings back Marty Feldman and Madeline Kahn and Dom DeLuise, and that's worth looking at, too. Rest in peace, Gene Wilder.
It is now 8:28.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Prophet, premiere episode tonight, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Straight ahead, we'll talk to Larry Kudlow. It's now 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. A prominent African-American supporter of Donald Trump is causing another headache for the Trump campaign after tweeting out a cartoon portraying Hillary Clinton in blackface that cast her as pandering to black voters.
That blackface cartoon of Hillary Clinton is sure to complicate Trump's attempt to court African-American voters, some of whom are still uncomfortable with the rhetoric in the campaign. All this as Trump is set to deliver that immigration policy speech the campaign is hoping will finally clear the air on where Trump stands on key points involving illegal immigration.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is seizing on the latest trouble hitting the Hillary Clinton campaign, the sexting scandal involving Anthony Weiner, the husband of longtime Clinton advisor Huma Abedin.
She's a sick person, and, you know, she has access to classified information. To think that it's very likely that much of this information Anthony Weiner would know about. And I think it's something that was terrible.
Abedin announced yesterday she is separating from Anthony Weiner. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and State Controller Peter Franco have a news conference scheduled tomorrow in Ocean City, where it is widely expected that Hogan will announce an executive order mandating that public schools across Maryland not begin fall classes before Labor Day from now on. George Washington University has hired a former Al-Qaeda recruiter to join the school's Center for Cyber and Homeland Security. Jesse Morton was formerly known as Yunus Abdullah Muhammad when he once denounced the U.S. and made threats against the creators of the TV series South Park for depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,503. The Nasdaq at 52,32. Sports. The Nationals expand their lead in the NL East with a win over the Phillies. The O's fall farther back in the AL East with a loss to the first-place Blue Jays. And the Redskins-Buccaneers preseason game has been moved up from Thursday night to tomorrow night because of severe weather headed for Florida. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive, because ever since, she always put family first. No matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me. Right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears. Then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Murphy, he was right. If something can go wrong, it will. If anything simply cannot go wrong, it will anyway. If you perceive there are four possible ways that a procedure can go wrong and circumvent all these, then a fifth way, unprepared for, will promptly develop. And, the chance of bread falling, buttered side down, is directly proportional to the cost of the carpet. In my business, heating and air conditioning, it translates like this. If your air conditioner can break down, it will. And it'll do so during your daughter's birthday party. I'm not sure nature always sides with the hidden flaw, but if Murphy does rear his head in your home this summer, remember my stand-up guys from Snell. Professional, polite, and punctual, with the know-how to restore your family's comfort.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Uplift your mood with Dunkin's medium macchiatos and lattes for $1.99 from noon to 6 p.m. They're a perfect afternoon pick-me-up. Now available in delicious pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway pretty much jammed solid. The latest incident was a medical emergency on the Beltway inner loop near 123 in Tysons. Now that's within the delays that begin most of the way coming out of Springfield off and on toward the American Legion Bridge. Toll roads slow to merge into the backups. 66, we have the stop and go heading out of Manassas into Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Better, you can now use 29 and get by Vint Hill Road. Northbound 29 at Vint Hill Road. That crash finally gone, and I'm actually looking at those delays, which have eased out. Inbound New York Avenue. Let's get you into town. As you approach Bladensburg Road, we had one stalled. And for Maryland 95 southbound near 100, we had two separate problems. They've both been cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some very nice weather on the way for the latter part of the work week. We will turn mostly sunny today, hit the low 90s, clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91. Wednesday night, stray shower, thunderstorm. Some morning showers and storms Thursday, low 80s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Vienna, 76 in Bethesda, and 76 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Join us on the line right now is Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7. And we should mention a new book coming out, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity, coming out on September 5th. That's just next week, yep. Days away. Larry Kudlow, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for the book. I appreciate it.
Well, we're happy to do that. Hey, Donald Trump's got a big speech. I think it's going to be tomorrow in Arizona on immigration. And I know that, you know, you have some relationship and friendliness with that campaign. What are you hearing about this?
Well, that's an interesting question because I've heard different things from different people. But the last I heard, I kind of used Kellyanne Conway as a barometer. And what I think I've heard her say is, on the issue of deporting 11 million people or having a deportation force, they're not sure. That's what I think I heard. You know, it's a funny story because Trump's been pretty solid, if you ask me. I mean, Hillary's for open borders, which is a ridiculous position. And Hillary favors sanctuary cities, which is a ridiculous position. I mean, honestly, nobody agrees with that stuff. So Trump's basic points are good. And sanctuary cities, you know, at the border have some kind of barrier or wall or drones or whatever, but, you know, try to keep them from coming in, the illegals. And also, a key point, which I think is really the most important point, is the idea of catch and deport at the border rather than catch and release. And that's really where so much of the mischief happens because, for whatever reason, ICE agents seem to still, they catch and they release and then they set a court date and then the illegals never show up and they're in the country, you know, for a long time. And to me, along with the visa issue, I just don't understand. That's the key point. I still, look, for me personally, in a wartime situation, I would be very tough. I still don't believe you can deport 11 million. I don't believe you can do it physically. I don't believe you can do it legally. I don't believe you can do it financially. So I hope the Trump campaign decides to work with those folks. But it's the border. It's the border stuff that has to be emphasized because Hillary doesn't care at all about that.
You know, Byron York's got a very interesting column out right now, Larry Kudlow. It basically says Obamacare is completely falling apart, disintegrating. It's affecting so many Americans right now as they start to do open enrollment and start to look at their next year's health insurance. Why isn't Donald Trump talking about
that? Yeah, that's a good point. That's an excellent point. He's got to come up with a health plan. I think it's being discussed, but I'm not 100% sure of that. Byron is right. It's something we've talked about a lot. There's a death spiral for Obamacare, okay? There is a death spiral. And the basic point here was what the PhD dopes didn't understand, that if you have all these rules and mandates, that's going to increase the price of the purchase of the insurance policy, okay? And that's because of bad selection, what they call adverse selection, which is simply the young folks don't want to pay high deductibles. They don't want to pay high premiums for a lot of services that they don't need. Now, they may need them in 20, 30, 40 years, but they don't need them now. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the funds never came in, which would have financed the elderly who, you know, probably do need a lot of that stuff, and certainly those with pre-existing conditions. That's the problem. So what do you got? Well, the insurance companies are pulling out of the exchanges, the big guys, right? The not-for-profits, by the way, are going under. And Congress is not going to refinance to the tune of trillions of dollars for re-upping this thing or for the so-called risk corridors. They're not going to do it. They're not going to reinsure. They're not going to have risk corridor bailouts of the insurance companies. Not going to happen. And it all goes back to the really dumb-as-dirt ideas, dumb-as-dirt theories of some of these geniuses who put it together in the first place. This is a national scandal.
All right, let me ask you about Uma.
I think I stunned you.
No, you wrapped there, and I wasn't ready. Listen, Uma Abedin has separated from Anthony Weiner.
You're laughing, Larry.
I know. Well, I mean, there is a giggle factor to this story, but it's also a very sad story. But it also, it really, doesn't it speak to Hillary's judgment that she would have somebody that close to her who's involved in so many chaotic...
That's really bad.
Really?
You know, look, I don't know Huma. I don't miss Abden. I don't know her. She's married to a crazy guy. She tried to stand by him. She tried to get him some help. What the guy needs is a 12 to 15 month stay in a good addiction center so he can try to have some kind of spiritual transformation to stop doing the incredibly horrid things, lurid things he's doing. I mean, I can't... you can't pin this on Hillary. I wouldn't pin this on Hillary.
I guess, though, the point that some people have made, Larry, is that... some people out there believe that she had access to classified material and that because he was involved in this kind of stuff, he was blackmailable.
Oh, well, look, I suppose I regard that as a bit of a stretch, really, in the heat of the political system. I know she has access to classified material. I have no idea about blackmail. Look, the guy's sick. He's sick. He needs help. It's look, I don't want to link my story to his story, but you know, if you have an addiction problem, you got to get help for your addiction problem. This guy can't help himself. He's off his rocker. He needs to go away to some treatment center. By the way, I have a number of them I could recommend for him. That would be very, very helpful. God knows what other addictions he has. He's the problem. I don't think she's the problem. I feel sorry for her, if you want to know the truth. It's a terrible situation. But I don't really regard this as political. I really think you guys are much too tough here. If Vladimir Putin wants to blackmail Weiner, I suppose he can try. But if I were whom, she probably hadn't shown him anything because she knows he's a nut. And I'm glad she split. Should have done it a long time ago because she's been enabling him. In addiction language, she's been the enabler. And it looks like now she's going to stop enabling. So if he really loves her, he needs to get help. Okay, I look at it in a very personal way because I think it's a personal private story.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it right there, Larry. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
It's now 8:44.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jenny Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, from the Beltway 395 most of the way to the 14th Street Bridge with the stop and go. We had one minor incident in the Landmark area. That was quickly cleared. On the Beltway from Springfield 95 on that inner loop. Delays through Annandale Tysons to the American Legion Bridge. Our latest problem was a medical emergency. Beltway and Tysons interloop near 123-66. We're still bunched up trying to push out of Manassas into Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. But nothing in the way there. Coming off the Greenway and onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston, slow and into that sun glare. For 270, southbound Urbana, Hyattstown, Clarksburg. And then we still have a last push of slowdowns here out of Gaithersburg and into Rockville. So just be prepared for that. In on New York Avenue, the stalled car was before you get to Bladensburg Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like the tropical system will continue to make the impact a little farther to our south. We will work in mostly sunny skies, hit 91 today. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is now 8:46 on WMAL.
George Washington University, that vaunted and celebrated campus, is less than a mile away from the White House, has a brand new employee. GWU has announced the hiring of Jesse Morton as an Islamic terrorism expert. He's going to be working in the university's program on extremism. And apparently, Mr. Morton really knows what he's talking about, because before he was known as Jesse Morton, he was known as Yunus Abdullah Mohammed. And he was convicted by the United States government and sentenced to 13 years in prison as a recruiter for Al-Qaeda.
I used to listen to Osama bin Laden's lectures 50 times. I used to cry about how beautiful this man was, how humble, how soft. For me, he was an idol.
His highest profile escapade as a recruiter for Al-Qaeda was calling on a violent end to the creators of South Park because of their now infamous episode depicting Muhammad in a bear costume. Actually, one of the greatest and funniest episodes of South Park ever written, and probably one of the finest bit of political satire we've ever seen. But Mr. Morton, at the time, of course, known as Yunus Abdullah Mohammed, wanted the creators of South Park murdered for that. But now things are different for Jesse Morton.
Now I've transformed myself, and I do believe I'm 100% de-radicalized.
And in fact, the Homeland Security Department of the United States government got his sentence overturned, basically got him out on good behavior, I suppose. And he's been working as an informant and consultant for Homeland Security.
The people that we were really able to influence were the deranged.
We're commanded to terrorize the disbelievers.
Once they're indoctrinated to a certain degree, you could essentially do anything you wanted with them. So you're basically destroying lives. I was irresponsible, and I cannot say that it was not my intention, because I wanted to project my own rage and my own hate onto society. So I would be a liar if I said I wasn't aware of the influence that words can have.
By the way, Mr. Morton, while he was an Al-Qaeda recruiter and a terrorist, was obtaining a master's degree in international affairs from Columbia University. And he now works right here at George Washington University.
Very interesting story. It is 8:49.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
There's a reason heart disease is sometimes called a silent killer. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Most people immediately recognize chest pain as a symptom of a heart attack, but only about a quarter of Americans are aware of all the major symptoms. That means many people are missing those signs and therefore skipping out on treatment. A new study out of Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center finds almost half of all heart attacks may be silent. Now, while men are more likely to experience them than women, women are more likely to die from these silent attacks. Unexplained fatigue, discomfort in the jaw, upper back, or arms are all big red flags. Pain can even be mistaken for indigestion. If you think there's a chance you could be having a silent heart attack, head to the hospital for testing, including an EKG, which measures the heart's electrical activity. It's the only way you can know for sure. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal." Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is Brian Scudamore. You hear me on the radio sometimes.
And we're his main man, Tom.
We believe your complete happiness is rooted in four basic freedoms.
Number one,
freedom from hunger.
We believe everyone should have enough to eat.
Number two,
freedom from fear. We believe everyone deserves to live in peace.
Number three,
freedom from external limitations. We believe everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Number four,
freedom from junk. We believe pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things
and begin to live without those strings
joyfully like queens and kings.
We work until midnight 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Set yourself free today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1800GOTJUNK.com.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still a lot going on, Brian, and a lot of volume. We'll start Virginia. Georgetown Pike commuters inbound. The crash had been before the Beltway in the right lane. Still a bit of activity, still quite slow. On the Beltway, leaving Annandale, off and on the brakes the entire trip toward the American Legion Bridge. And on the toll road, you're slow to merge onto the Beltway. We had two separate incidents on the Beltway. The latest was the medical emergency in Tyson. Should be out of the travel lanes now. And on 50 into 7 Corners, jammed to get you toward east toward Patrick Henry Drive due to an incident. DC 295 southbound at Benning Road for an accident. Watch for those delays on the increase down past Benning and East Capitol Street. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Now get the news and the information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some very nice weather on the way for the latter part of the work week. We will turn mostly sunny today, hit the low 90s. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91. Wednesday night, stray shower, thunderstorm. Some morning showers and storms Thursday, low 80s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees, 856.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
It's a culmination of 20 years of work.
What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Well, tomorrow we'll be joined by KT McFarland. Trevor Maddich will be in because the Redskin game is getting moved up. He'll be here to give us his assessment of it. And we'll be joined by Eric Trump.
I'll be back in 8 hours for the drive at 5 as you head home from work. In the meantime, I'm probably going to go watch Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, I think I will too. Yeah.
Here comes Chris Plant with the Chris Plant Show.
I need me a dose of Blazing Saddles. And, I should whip out Willy Wonka too, since we're talking about. Maybe I should rephrase that. And again, maybe I shouldn't. Humma Wieners, staying on theme, I guess. I didn't really mean to. Did you see the cartoon of Hillary Clinton's limousine service and it's a hearse?